Good afternoon, noobs. Welcome to season 2, episode 9. We're almost at the end of season 2. That's crazy. I'm so happy to have started this podcast and to get it out there. And then again, apologies for getting out this episode a little bit later. I think I'm gonna do away with trying to have one day and that day only to get the podcast out. I think I'm just going to shoot for once a week, and that's good enough for me. Today I thought I would focus a little bit on writer strengths and qualities that make you an empowered and strong writer. And the way that I'm going to do that today is by giving you an exercise. So you can do this in your head, or you can write this down, preferably. So I'm going to go ahead and start with this exercise for you. And I want you to list three things, or think of three things, that you're good at. It doesn't have to be related to writing. It can be, I'm good at working out. I'm good at being a mom. I'm good at napping. Whatever comes to mind, I want you to either write down three things or think of three things that you're good at. And when you've done that, the next part of this exercise is three things that you like about your appearance. Three things that you like about your appearance. Go ahead and write those down or think about them. So maybe you really like your eyes. Maybe you really like your smile. And again, we're focusing on strengths. And I know there's going to be that little nagging voice in your head that tells you to think about all your flaws. That's something that I want you to kind of get away from right now and hyper-focus on strengths. The next part is, I've helped others by. List out three things. List out three ways you've helped others, or think about them. And the next part is, what I value most. Again, three things. Next, we have compliments you have received. This one may be tricky for you to think about, but I want you to try to think about compliments you've received. By the way, anytime you feel that I'm moving too rapidly, which I have a tendency to do, I'm an anxious person by nature, so bear with me, you may pause the podcast and restart when you feel like you're ready to move on to the next part of the exercise. So again, that last part was compliments you have received, three of them. Next, challenges you have overcome. There's no wrong or right way to do this. It's however you interpret what I'm saying. Challenges you've overcome. Next part, things that make you unique. Think about that. And the last one is times I've made others happy. I should say times you've made others happy. It's written differently, and I'm reading it aloud here. So that is the exercise. If you need to go back through and kind of rewind or pause the podcast, go for it. Take that time to think about it and write these things down or think about it in your head. This is a really important exercise in figuring out, you know, what comes easily to you and what do you have most of a challenge with. And hopefully this sparks some inspiration for writing topics. If you're especially the type of person that has a hard time figuring out what to write, or you have that writer's block come up for you pretty often, this is a great way to kind of focus a little bit more on the positivity and the strengths that you have and own it. Own these. I actually do this exercise with clients, and I often find that it takes almost an entire session to do this exercise because people are so hard on themselves. And you know, the first thing that pops into their head, may not be a strength. And you kind of have that inner conflict where you're battling with that positivity and thinking highly of yourself, and that other part of you that is nagging and saying mean things about yourself. We call that the inner critic. So please do this exercise, and I hope that it sparks some inspiration for you. I'm keeping this episode pretty short today because I've been so busy, and right now, some self-disclosure, I'm exhausted, and I have 3 more clients I have to see. I'm kind of in between sessions right now. It's so good to have all the noobs out there listening, and I would really appreciate some feedback if you have any. Again, visit my website, www.thepaperbacknoob.com. The poetry is up as promised. Checking out now. Let's keep writing.